Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
How are you?
How was your day so far?
Pretty good. I took the baby to a baby class.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
First baby class?
Yeah. It was so cute. Her nose was running right in the middle of it, and I was like, oh, no.
Why?
I don't know. I think she has a cold, but yeah. I didn't know that going in because I wouldn't bring her. I'm very sensitive to those things.
Parents do not appreciate it. Other parents.
I didn't know, and I felt horrible. And then I saw her nose running, and then I was like, oh, my God. So I was trying to wipe it inconspicuously, like squeeze her nostrils and wipe it on her
Other hand. Parents will hate
no,
you.
No. I looked around, though, and I saw four other kids' nose running.
Oh, so then that
so
makes
I don't
it okay.
feel so bad. No, I normally am very, very careful about that, but it began running mid-class.
Yeah, her nose was fine this morning.
Yeah, so I don't really know. I think she caught Lonnie's cold.
Yes, our other daughter, who you also sent to school today, also has a cold.
But no, her nose is not running. She's not coughing. We would have got a call. Did you get a call?
No.
And her nose is, if the nose is running and they're not coughing.
You know how you could tell when my daughter's sick, our four-year-old Alana? She goes, when she sneezes, normally, she just sneezes. But when she's sick and she sneezes, you hear, achoo! Because it's like a gallon and it's like dripping down from her chin.
Gross. All right.
It's horrible.
She used to eat it. At least she doesn't do that now.
And then our son, our 10-year-old, is like, don't eat it. Don't eat it. What's wrong with you?
Well, let me tell you, over the weekend, our daughter had a little accident. She's fine, but she ran into the metal gate. What is that? Clasp, I guess?
Yeah, you know, it's those little fold-down U-shaped hooks that fold down from a fence.
And she wasn't paying attention, and she ran right into it, like a half an inch from her eye, maybe a quarter inch?
It hit on her temple.
And it was the lump was so big. It was probably an inch away from her head.
It was pretty scary.
I've never seen anything like that.
Fortunately, it wasn't bleeding. Like, it just scraped.
But she had a scrape, but the bump.
The impact was so hard that it created this huge swelling.
It must have been like an inch, right? It looked like an inch away from her head. Like, it swole.
From her eye?
Yeah. No, no.
An inch away from her head?
No, like.
It was outside her head?
No. Oh, you know what I mean.
Like Dora's eyebrow. Which show? There's one of these cartoons for the kids. The eyebrows now, they can't even draw them on the cartoon character. The eyebrows are in the air above the head.
Is that Dora?
Yeah, like some of the characters on Dora have that.
Well, anyway, it was huge bump, and I was horrified. And then later she was crying, and then she was okay. But it's still – she was okay. And she was acting normal again, but the bump was so big, her eye looked distorted. Like when you looked at her eye, it looked like it was kind of distorted.
Right.
And Noah couldn't look at her.
Our son.
He was horrified. Like he would look and he was going to throw up.
Yeah, he's...
And he looked at her and he didn't even realize that she had such a bump. And then she's like, look, Noah, I got a boo-boo. And he went, okay. And he just, and I kept going, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Like, because the more you tell someone how bad it looks, the more scared they are and the more it hurts them. So I go, don't say. He goes, Mom, I can't look at her. I can't stay with her. I can't look at her.
So what did you do?
So I punched her other eye and it was even?
No.
What did I do?
You brought her into my office while I was working.
No, this was way after.
What did you do after she hurt herself?
I brought her into your office because we were all outside and I was with the baby. And I had another mother over with her kid.
Why can't you handle all three
If
children?
I had to, I could have. It was Friday night. And I ain't got no money.
Everybody here should know that we're happily married, even though it may not sound that way. And we actually have some tips today on how to have a great marriage. Do's and don'ts. Mm. And Stephanie will demonstrate the don'ts of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also give a resource because Stephanie is hot on giving resources today.
I didn't plan that, though.
I did.
Oh, you did? Yours probably stinks, though.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
That's not
Your
nice.
Your resource might stink.
Also, coming up, myth or reality. Do carrots really improve vision? That's the list. So what else is new with you? Oh, so we did get a letter just now, right before the show started.
Yeah.
We got a email from our son's teacher. When the teacher emails you during school,
like midday, it's only 12 o'clock.
you know something's got to be wrong.
Oh, brother.
It's better than a phone call, but it's this. It's the next worst thing.
He's just, I don't know what it is. She said, first of all, Friday he came, Thursday night, he said, I have a test tomorrow, social studies. I said, great. Take out your book. If you need help, I'll help you. Just review it. He said, Mom, I don't need to review it. I know it. I know it. And I go, no, just go over it. But I know it. I don't need to. So I said, okay, then I'm going to believe that you know it, and that's fine. And then if you do not receive at least an 85 or above, the next time you have a test, you will study.
But you're leaving out the neglectful mother part.
What's that?
You don't recall what happened, what you're leaving out?
No.
That you then said, then before you even said that, you said to me, make sure he studies his social studies. And then what did you do?
Go out.
Well, yes, you did.
I had a show. I have to earn the money.
That's right. Where did you go?
I went to do a show. Someone has to earn a living in this nonsense.
That's right. She leaves. She leaves me alone with all three kids again.
But then he said, I know it. So I'm respecting that he knows it. And what am I going to do? Fight with him?
Well, here's the
issue. You show me when I get the test back, if you get under this this grade, I didn't even say 95. I said 85. And he said, fine.
Yeah. Okay. So his issue, but then all weekend, the same thing was going on. Like, he doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to study. He's in this sort of
rebellious,
I don't care about anything phase.
He's always been like that, though.
And then the email.
Now it's just worse. That's what I want to know. The teacher said he's rushing through. He had a social studies test, the one that I was
speaking
about. He
doesn't care. He decided that he doesn't care anymore. That's what happened.
You know what he decided to?
He
goes, I'm smart. He goes, well, I'm smart. That's why I didn't want to tell him he was like in the gifted. I didn't want to tell him. You decided that it was a good idea to tell him.
You like to keep secrets.
Not
I
secrets.
Don't.
I think that in his mind, he's like, I'm smart. I don't need to do this. You know, and so now he's like, Mom, you know I'm smart. I don't need to study.
That's just an excuse. He just, no, his real issue is that he doesn't want to be bothered. And he decided when he cared.
He never really cared.
No, but at the beginning of the year, he cared.
Yeah.
And when he cared, he worked really hard.
Yeah.
Then he decided he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't want to work hard anymore.
Well, maybe something's happening. Like he wants to do something in class, something he wants to
He wants to
around.
Play. He's addicted to video games. That's
his
problem.
Yeah, but he doesn't play during the week. So that can't be it.
It's your fault.
And he...
That's actually something you're not supposed to say to your wife. You're not supposed to blame the other person.
But I don't listen to you anyway, so it doesn't matter what you say. So I don't know what to say about this. I'm upset by this email because when I talk to him, I'll be like, I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk to him today and then we'll let you know what happens.
Should I talk to him alone first and then you'll speak with him?
I think you should talk to him first to see what happens. We shouldn't bombard
him. He'll just say, I don't know, Mom. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to let him read the email. That's what I normally do. I say, please read this.
Well, do you
and
think?
And then I say, what's going on? And I'll be like, nothing. I don't know. Basically, she's saying that he's not motivated. He's not trying.
My issue is this, and I don't know if I should be discussing this with him or not, but the fact that the teacher writes to us is also not just because of him. It's in her best interest, too, because the scores of the gifted and talented children are what gets the funding for the school.
Yes.
And it also what gets the good ratings for the teachers.
Yes.
And if a gifted and talented child who's in that program is not performing properly, it's her responsibility to remedy it.
Yes.
So do you explain that to him? That it's not? Because I don't want him to think that he's being singled out for some reason, because he'll interpret it in such a way that disempowers him, that there's something wrong with him or he's stupid. That's how he will interpret it. I want him to know that the teacher's only... I mean, you don't even
but
have to...
But it sounds like she only cares because her ass is
No, but
the
you
line.
Can say that, you know, the teachers care. They spend more time caring and spending time with the smart kids because the dumb kids, they're not going to be able to help them anyway.
That doesn't
right?
That's not going to work out. I don't think that's the way to
Shut
go.
Shut up.
Me? Or the
Shut
people?
Up!
I'm going to crack my knuckles because you're upsetting me.
Oh, please.
Don't say
Do you want me to have an aneurysm on the air? Please.
I don't know. I've never seen it done.
Please.
It might be fun.
Please. I'll ask nicely.
Okay.
Please don't crack your knuckles.
All right. Please don't press shut up button to me.
Okay.
Shut up.
You're not respecting my wishes.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
It wasn't for you. It was the audience.
Now I have to deal with this. It's always something.
So what? That's part of parenting.
When it's quiet, though, why can't he just be a normal, quiet, easygoing
He is what he is. He's a
that wants to just do his work and not cause me a problem.
He's a smart kid. He's very talented, and yet he's very intense and sensitive. And
like you, and look where it got you.
Look where it got me.
Yeah.
I have 3 kids and a beautiful wife.
That's true.
And I have this family too, which is something.
What family?
Us.
The audience?
I have another family.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Can you go live with them?
I'm a bigamist.
And leave your checkbook here? Because it's big.
Stephanie.
You have a big checkbook.
I have a lump in my pants.
I just saw the funniest video on Facebook where this woman was under a diver. She was underwater.
What are you doing watching videos on Facebook?
It was just
I'm seconds. The one who's sitting here figuring out what to do for the show. And
she had a fish in her hand and she's trying to feed it with the fish, or maybe it was a toy, and it kept going for her crotch. And it kept like tickling her crotch.
Fish?
The dolphin. And she kept laughing. You hear it on the video. She's going.
Yeah, you would laugh too if you had a dolphin.
I know. A dolphin
giving you
beak.
Oral pleasure.
A dolphin beak. It was hilarious. I don't get a lot of interesting
Is that the extent of your X-rated
that's all I got.
Internet porn?
Yeah, that was like porn for me. It was very exciting.
You always wanted to swim with the dolphins.
I did,
is
but
that why?
I did swim, but they didn't give me any pleasure. They scared the hell out
that
of me.
That dolphin swimming that we went to. I'm glad I didn't do it. I have to say, she was bugging me for years to take her to go swim with the dolphins.
It looks beautiful in the blue water. You always see it on commercials. People go swimming with the dolphins. This is aqua, see-through water, gorgeous. The dolphin's all smiley and shiny.
Smiley.
It always looks like it's smiling, like it is a secret. And it's all beautiful, and the sun is, you know, blaring. And I do it. We go to Florida, and I go, I'm going to swim with the dolphins. My water is, like, black. It's raining, and the water is, like, brown black. You can't even see through it. I don't even know what's under there. It looks like sharks are in there.
And it was cold.
And it's surrounded by a gate. It was like a ghetto dolphin swimming. It was like in the hood.
It was the low budget.
Oh, I was so scared. And I went in the water and it was freezing cold and it was raining. And I couldn't see the dolphin.
See how thankful she is. I take
and
her.
And all of a sudden, you see a dolphin fin. It looks like a shark. I thought I was going to get eaten, pulled down like Jaws in the movie because I didn't. I shaved my leg and I cut it that morning, and the smell of blood was everywhere. And it bumped into me, and I freaked out. And Greg is like yelling at me from the dock. Swim with the dolphins! I paid $100 for this. Swim with the dolphins!
That's right.
And I started crying. I got out. It was a horrible experience.
I loved it.
I want to try again, but in a real, real pretty place. Not like that kind of cheap. Was it? It wasn't even cheap, was it?
Well, look how she's so ungrateful, isn't she, ladies and gentlemen? A husband takes his wife to
thank you
on a beautiful trip and makes a dream of a lifetime come true. And all she does is spend the next 12 years of complaining. How long
14.
Has it been?
I want to answer that carrot question. Because
okay.
It's kind of, I bet it's like a trick question.
All
because
right.
We all think that carrots are good for your eyes. So now we're going to go the other way. But I think it's a trick. And I think they are good for your eyes.
Carrots will improve your vision, myth or reality.
I think it's reality.
The issue is this. There's also a very interesting fact about where that this came from. Eating carrots, will they improve vision? Myth or reality?
Reality.
I'm sorry.
It's a myth? See, it was a trick question because we all think it's
according
true.
According to Parents Magazine Health Quiz, Carrots are a great source of vitamin A, and it's true that severe vitamin A deficiency causes night blindness.
So there you go.
But there is no proof that eating extra vitamin A, there's no proof that eating extra vitamin A in carrots or in any other forms can help eyesight. The myth has an interesting backstory. The legend has it is that during World War II, the British Air Ministry didn't want the Germans to know about their new radar system. So they spread the rumor that the fighter pilots who shot down Nazi planes ate a lot of these vegetables.
I thought they threw carrots at them.
And the Germans bought that. Oh. And so did a lot of parents. And that's why Bugs Bunny will always continue to eat carrots.
And I thought this was going to be a dull day.
I tell Lonnie that it's good for our eyes. So just don't ruin that. Like you ruin everything else.
I don't ruin things. If telling the kid something that's a slight exaggeration is going to help.
Like you're their father.
Not.
It's going to help them feel like they have a family. Like they have a family unit.
You're not nice. Marriage do's and don'ts. How to have a great marriage. Do think about your spouse first and foremost is number one. Show gratitude. And love daily. Oh, no. Show gratitude and love daily.
Love daily?
They don't mean love daily.
Love the daily show?
No. I thought they meant make love daily, but it really just means
love each other.
Show
daily.
Gratitude and love daily. Show gratitude and love. Now, how do you show? People think love.
I do it in sign language.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me. Especially since I'm not looking most of the time.
Show.
Listen, how do you show love?
I make you orange juice.
Right.
I cut you fruit.
One of the.
I let you sleep late.
Well, isn't this a myth?
Shall I go on?
No, that's true, and I appreciate that. I'm showing gratitude to you right now.
I wash your underpanties.
Okay, you don't really do that, but okay.
I do when the babysitter doesn't. You think that like
she forces
stop
the babysitter
when the babysitter leaves
to wash my dirty
that
underwear?
Your underwear stay clean till she gets back?
No, nobody washes them until she gets back.
Are you kidding? I do wash 8,000 times a weekend. What are you doing in this office? Just drinking and drinking.
I have been drinking more lately, and it is a little interesting and scary. I could see myself becoming an alcoholic if I'm not careful.
Wow, it's very comforting.
But I'm careful. But that brings up a good point. A lot of people, and don't you agree with this? And when you were younger, didn't you think that love was like something you just needed to feel?
Yes, I'm still trying to feel it. It's not working.
It's not about feeling. It's
so I
about
just feel myself up.
That's why they say love is a verb, because love is not just supposed to be
well,
a feeling.
Well, you're supposed to create when you do something, it creates the feeling. Just like when you go to temple or church, you want to feel God. But the point of going doesn't make you feel closer to God necessarily. It's when you listen and maybe take stuff in and, you know, you don't immediately feel something.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
What?
No.
Am I in a game show?
No, listen. What does that have to do with it?
Because it's the same thing. Like, I don't feel like doing nice things all the time for you, but I do them anyway, and then I feel love for you. Do you understand?
I see.
Like
so
it
you're
creates...
saying so you're saying the action of loving, of doing,
yes.
creates the feeling
yes.
of love. Well, that's also the same thing as
the action of going sometimes to temple and actually taking in what they're saying, or knowing it's good for your family to go to keep the religion alive. If you believe that. Creates a feeling towards God.
That has nothing to do with marriage. Okay?
I'm connecting it together.
Well, okay.
What is it? Like, I shouldn't talk about it. Like, you shouldn't talk about God in the classroom. I shouldn't talk about it with marriage.
No, this country is founded on the belief in God. And God we trust is on every
piece of... Well, what I'm saying is in the action sometimes creates the feeling. It's the same thing about exercise. I don't think every single person who's very avid exercise person says, I am psyched to get up at 5 a.m. to run. But in the action of running, they feel good, possibly while they're doing it and definitely afterwards.
Okay, I agree with that. And that also goes for laughter, because they actually say you can laugh, you can become happy just by
right.
laughing.
Like if you just start laughing, like just go, See, it just makes you laugh. I just created my own fun. I made it. I think I made it my pants.
Anyone? Uh-oh.
I wet myself.
Uh-oh. You did wet yourself.
That was so fun.
There's a stain on your seat.
We should do that every day. I feel better.
So love is a verb, and we should...
I get a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Antibert.
Like, for instance, my wife does things all the time. Like, let's say she makes a pot of coffee. And is that like a sign of love?
Yes. Or is it for you? Is it to share? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Greg brings me coffee. He makes my coffee. I love that. That makes me so happy.
But how do you differentiate between like and love? Because you would do that for someone you like, too.
Not every day for the rest of your life.
And you'd probably just reheat the old coffee. That's what I would do for my friends.
And you'd start peeing. You'd start peeing in it after a while.
No, I would not do that. But I think that you know how much the person appreciates it, so you do it. I think,
and it also has to do the way with you can interpret it any way you want. I mean, a lot of men would say, "My wife, I'm married. I'm supposed to have my wife bring me coffee. She's supposed to make me coffee and
pleasure me under the desk."
And right, but I don't think of it that way. In fact, Stephanie hardly does anything for me. So when she does, I better consider it an act of love, or I'll think that nobody loves me.
Aww. What do you mean I never do anything for you? Did I make pizza?
You didn't make that for me.
Yes, I did.
You made it for Noe.
No, you two share it. I don't even have any.
Then how come when I eat a lot of it, you go, did you eat all the pizza?
No, I wanted you to leave one slice.
What is that?
Just one slice for him for lunch, so I don't have to make lunch.
So just ask me that next
time.
That's
why.
I'll do it.
Not because
so
I...
So wouldn't it be more appropriate to say... could you leave a slice for him?
Yes, we have to work. Our communication skills are a little weak.
I can't believe you ate all of the pizza I made for you.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't save any.
Apparently, we have a bit of a communication problem here.
I didn't even finish that. Oh, here's another one. Don't talk about divorce.
Yeah, don't.
It's a bad idea to put ideas and insecurities into your spouse's head.
I already drew up the paper.
I'll just
rip them up.
You didn't talk about it, though.
I keep them in my desk drawer.
Hire the attorney.
Online
on
Craigslist.
It's like an invitation for your spouse to be discontent.
Yeah.
No matter how mad you are or how mad you get, threatening divorce means having to rebuild a lot. It's not worth it.
Don't do that. Stop doing that.
I never do that. That's one thing we never do.
Do I do it?
No, we've never done that. We've been together for, we've been married for how long? 15 years, almost.
14, yeah.
See, she's already correcting me. Don't correct your spouse, ladies and gentlemen.
Did it say that? I don't remember you reading.
No, I'm not just reading stuff. We're injecting our own wisdom.
Right.
Jeez. You know, and don't worry about fighting. Like some couples are afraid to fight with each other.
Don't fight in front of the children.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you don't notice that they're really a lot of times paying attention.
Yes.
Like this morning, we got into a pretty big fight.
We don't yell, though, and we're not cursing.
Or throwing things.
Right. We're discussing, but I don't like it because I don't like to bicker in front of them.
No, it's wrong to do that. We fought about, always feel pressured about getting my son to school on time. And Stephanie just lounges around all morning.
Yeah, lounges. I get up at 5 in the morning with the baby.
It's so easy to get you to start yammering, isn't it?
I say, why don't you just get up a little earlier and help? And
right.
Then,
so this morning she woke me up earlier.
7 earlier. People get up at 5 o'clock and go to work.
Those aren't people who have to do show prep in the middle of the night while they have insomnia.
While they're drinking and watching CNBC and masturbating.
Masturbating to
and smoking.
To Joe Kernan.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that anymore. I gave that up too since I started drinking.
Mm.
All right, so the point is this. Don't talk about divorce. We never talk about divorce because it's ridiculous. If you're committed to each other and you have a marriage...
Because I'm waiting till they're 18 anyway, so what's to talk about? I have 17 more years of torture. What?
You're waiting for the kid. Why do you need them to be 18?
Because Dr. Laura told me that I made babies. I have to stay till they're
18. Well, speaking of Dr. Laura, I do want to give out one resource before we run out of time here. And that is the book that Dr. Laura Schlesinger wrote called The Proper Care and Feeding of Marriage.
How do you say her last name?
Schlesinger.
She doesn't even know how to say it.
She screws it up all the time.
Schlesinger?
Sometimes she actually like falls over her own name.
Is it Schlesinger?
She's like, my name is Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
What is it? Schlesinger?
Basinger. My wife, Kim Basinger. The divorce rate is incredibly high, so read this book, The Proper Care and Feeding of Marriage. I highly recommend it.
Did you read it?
No, but I...
Because our marriage is successful.
Our marriage is perfect, so I don't need to read anything. Yeah. No, I listen to Dr. Laura on the radio. If you listen to Dr. Laura on the radio on a regular basis, you can get all her points, her bullet points from her book that she discusses in depth... Every day. What? What's so funny? You starting a laughter lesson again? Let's have a laughter lesson every day from Stephanie. We love that. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Make sure you use two ears and one mouth. Double the hearing. If you're speaking more than you're listening, then your ratio is off. Are you not listening to me?
No,
right
I'm
now?
I'm waiting to speak. I was watching the show. You were like using your hand gestures.
I'm very animated. Mm. Like my
head,
puppets.
Shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. That's what I thought you were going to sing.
So, in other words, it's an old adage, but it's very true for great marriages. Think of it this way. We all need to be listened to. Not getting listened to makes the other person seek someone else to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you didn't listen. Just like you didn't listen to me this morning when I said don't give him a second bowl of cereal until he's ready to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And did you do that?
What?
You have to listening to each other is so very
all
important.
All right already.
No, because what do you mean all right already?
We heard you. Move on.
Holy crap.
Move on.
There's so much to be said about that topic.
All right.
In my
next.
Opinion.
Wow, you should just divorce her, Greg.
Is that my conscience again? Who said that? All right. So I'll skip that. We can always get back to that. Everybody knows the importance of listening and being heard. Don't always have to be right.
This is a good one for you.
What?
Yeah.
I know I don't have to be right.
You know you're right. That's why.
Well, right. One of the things every husband knows is that the woman is always right. And one of the things that is very important about life in general is not having to be right, because that's the thing that makes us proselytize take a stand that sometimes separates us rather than bring us together.
Say that word again.
Proselytize. Schlesinger. Dr. Laura loves to proselytize. That's why she got fired, because she was proselytizing. Do say I'm sorry quickly and with sincerity.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out this clip from the Stephanie and Greg Show, the live talk radio show from Hollywood, with your hosts, Greg and Stephanie Blum. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, go to iTunes, The Stephanie and Greg Show, or just go to our website at stephanieandgregshow.com. That's stephanieandgregshow.com.
stephanieandgregshow.com.